U.S. Census efforts have been interrupted by COVID-19, forcing the Bureau to push back deadlines and adjust to the pandemic. And as KOSU's Seth Bodine reports, rural community leaders are struggling to adapt.
I'll be 10-12 with a reporter in my unit touring Yale.
That's Police Chief Philip Kelly. He's driving through the small town of Yale, Oklahoma. He's also the town's city manager. He says many buildings in the town of 1300 are about a century old and crumbling.
We just tore this building down on Monday. It's an old building, it's flattened. This is our new fire department.
He says there's always something to fix or improve in town, and sometimes it can be overwhelming.
It seems like every time we go to do a project, water line breaks or sewer line breaks, or we have an electrical issue, that we have to leave what we had we were going to do and then go fix that.
Kelly is also on a committee that aims to get as many people as possible to respond to the 2020 census. That's important because it helps with grant applications and state funding. But the amount of people who filled out their census on their own in Yale is lower, about 45% compared to 57% in 2010. Why is the response lower? Kelly isn't sure.
I have no clue. I don't understand other than it's COVID related.
Belinda Dawson is one Yale resident who hasn't filled out her census.
I just didn't. I don't know. I guess it didn't take the time.
Gary Grimm, on the other hand, has other reasons.
I think that's the way the government trying to keep track of you, and I don't think they need to know everything I do.
The answer for the low self-response rate is complicated. Stephen Romaleski oversees the Census Hard to Count map at the City University of New York. The Census Bureau paused much of its in-person counting earlier this spring, so he says some people may not be aware that the census is still happening, making rural engagement efforts more difficult.
It is likely much harder for census stakeholders, community groups, business groups, religious organizations who are trying to get the word out about the census to make sure you know that here's how you can respond and you got this at your doorstep.
The city of Yale isn't the only town in Oklahoma that's been lagging behind in response rates. Oklahoma ranks 42nd in self-response rates, according to the Census Bureau. The nonprofit Housing Assistance Council reports that rural and small towns had a response rate of 53% as of May, compared to 66% in suburbs. The lag has all sorts of groups worried, and a low response rate could cost states like Oklahoma millions of dollars.
Each person counted means an estimated
$1,675 per person per year
for the next 10 years of funding for your community.
COVID-19 has also affected Yale's plans to get people to fill out the form. Miranda Brown, who works at the town's public library, says they were in the early stages of figuring out how to help people fill out census forms when they had to shut down. Instead, they've had to rely on information on their website and posters to convey information about the census now that the library has reopened. As to Brown's ideas about why people haven't responded,
I would say probably just everything kind of being in chaos right now. Maybe it's just hasn't seemed like a priority.
For City Manager Philip Kelly, he says there's not a ton of options left other than advertising on Facebook and in the newspaper. But he believes there's a lot at stake.
Because otherwise, the state's going to be losing a lot of money for education, roads, just everything. I mean, it's endless.
So he's asking people to do one thing, fill out the census. Otherwise, it will be up to the census workers to track down residents and knock on the doors. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Seth Bodine.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest and Great Plains. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media reports on KOSU are supported by Oklahoma's Electric Cooperatives, powering and servicing Oklahoma, and committed to bringing rural communities to life.